Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the Mighty. Did I say the Mighty? 101.5 FM? I am Jim Samaria.
You did say the Mighty.
The Mighty.
And I am your co-host, Mark Plotnick.
The Mighty Mark Plotnick. The Mighty.
Each week, Jim and I bring you songs, insights, and interviews covering rock music and more from the 1950s to the 1980s, or wherever the music takes us.
That is playing the greatest music of all times. Wouldn't you say that, Mark?
I would say so.
That's right. Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today. And the book features my photography of classic rock era artists from 73 to present day with words by my friend and co-host, Mr. Mark Plotnick. Our book is part of the library and archives at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum in Cleveland and is available online at Amazon, the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum's website gift page, or at my webpage at jimsamariaphoto.com.
Well said, Jim. Jim, what's your favorite day of the week?
It depends. Sometimes it's a Friday, sometimes it's a Sunday. Why?
Okay.
Why do you ask?
Well, I was in the shower the other day, and I began thinking about all the songs written about days of the week.
I don't want that image in my brain.
Right.
But how often do you shower? Are you still doing the once a month thing? Or no?
I'm off it now because my wife said I was taking my water conservation efforts a little too seriously. Did you know that Sunday is the most popular day of the week for song titles, while Thursday is the least popular? So for today's show, why don't we go through the days of the week and play a favorite song or two about each? Jim, why don't you get us started with Monday?
Well, it didn't take a lot of research to find out that Stormy Monday Blues is the most popular song about Monday. In fact, nearly 100 acts have recorded a version of this classic blues song. The song was written and first recorded in 1947 by legendary Texas bluesman T-Bone Walker and is part of the National Registry, Recording Registry, I should say, at the Library of Congress. Let's play one of T-Bone Walker's shorter renditions of Stormy Monday Blues from the 1999 compilation album Rare Blues.
Just as bad. Call it Stormy Monday. Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse. Thursday's also sad. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy on me. Lord have mercy. My heart's and misery. Crazy about my baby. Yes, send her home to me.
Well, that was Stormy Monday Blues, and sometimes artists just call it Stormy Monday. By the way, some other popular Monday songs include I Don't Like Mondays by the Boomtown Rats in 1980, Manic Monday by the Bangles in 1986, and Rainy Days and Mondays by the Carpenters in 1971. But let's play another Monday song that reached number one on two record charts and won a Grammy. That song is Monday Monday by Jim.
The Mamas and the Papas.
That's right. The song was written by Papa John Phillips, and instrumentation was provided by those famed L.A. studio musicians known as the Wrecking Crew.
Sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine.
All right, Jim, why don't you take us to Tuesday? Because that comes after Monday.
That's right. But first, do you know who the producer was for Monday Monday?
Yes, Adler.
Lou Adler.
That's right. Yeah. And he's at every Laker game in the first row, so imagine how much money that guy has.
He did okay.
He did okay.
Well, Tuesday ranks as the number five most popular day of the week of songs. And the no-brainer selection for this day has to be the Rolling Stones' Ruby Tuesday, which was released in 1967. Not only was it the Stones' fourth number one hit, but a restaurant chain was named after it, which is also called Ruby Tuesday. Did you know that?
I ate there.
Oh, you ate there.
Yeah,
okay.
they most of them closed, by the way.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, according to Keith Richards, the song was written about his then-girlfriend, Linda Keith. But Marianne Faithfull has said that Brian Jones came up with the melody first. Whatever the case, here's a beautiful ballad, Ruby Tuesday.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. she comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you. Don't question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Ain't life unkind?
By the way, that beautiful piccolo, which I think it was played by Brian Jones. Isn't that right, Jim?
If you say so.
Okay. Well, I do. Well, before we move on, I'd like to mention my personal favorite song about Tuesday. In 1973, Lynyrd Skynyrd's debut album featured the song Tuesday's Gone, but the Tour de Force version appears on the band's 1977 live double album, One More from the Road. Okay, let's move on to Hump Day. But first, you are listening to That Classic Rock Show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, and streaming 24/7 on the station's website.
Well, Mark, you know, Hump Day does not get a lot of love from musicians. Wednesday is the second least popular day to inspire songs. But one of the best is the Simon & Garfunkel song, Wednesday Morning, 3 a.m. I love this song. It's from their 1964 debut album of the same name. So take a listen to Simon & Garfunkel and go back to Wednesday morning, 3 a.m.
I can hear the soft breathing of the girl that I love as she lies here beside me asleep with the night. And her hair in a fine mist floats on my pillow, reflecting the glow of the winter moonlight. She is soft, she is warm, but my heart remains heavy, and I watch as her breasts gently rise, gently fall. For I know with the first light of dawn I'll be leaving, and tonight will be all I have left to recall. Oh, what have I done? Why have I
I've committed a crime, broken the law. For $25 and pieces of silver, I held up and robbed a hard liquor store. My life seems unreal, my crime an illusion, a scene badly written in which I must play. Yet I know as I gaze at my young love beside me, the morning is just a few hours away.
Not sure if there's any other singers who harmonize like Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, beautiful. And that was right at the beginning when they were first starting out.
Yeah, excellent. Hey, Mark, there's a couple other Wednesday songs. There's the Royal Guardsman version of Annie Wednesday. You remember them from Snoopy and the Red Baron?
I do.
Yeah. Tori Amos did a song called Wednesday. Johnny Cash did a song called A Wednesday's Car. And one of our favorites, John Lee Hooker, did Wednesday Evening Blues. Great song. Okay, let's move on. What day of the week are we on? Let's see. We finished Wednesday, so what's next?
Well, it's the least popular day, actually. It's Thursday.
Okay.
For whatever reason, Jim, Thursday didn't inspire great music, but Donovan actually did a nice job with his folk song, Jersey Thursday, from the 1965 album Fairy Tale. And I hate to break it to the Jersey Shore. You know Jersey Shore, that stupid TV show?
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, I hate to break it to Jersey Shore fans, but the inspiration for this song was not New Jersey. It was actually the Isle of Jersey in the English Channel. So let's hear Jersey Thursday.
Tiny piece of colored glass, my love was born. And reds and golds and yellows were the colors in the dawn. Night brought on its purple cloak of velvet to the sky, and the gulls were wheeling, spinning on Jersey Thursday. In the tiny piece of colored glass, my love was born. And reds and golds and yellows were the colors in the dawn. Night brought on its purple cloak of velvet to the sky, and the gulls were wheeling, spinning on Jersey Thursday.
Well, I really loved Donovan during his early folk period. But we can't leave Thursday without playing a song by a man whose music we miss so much. And that man is Jim Croce. And the song is Thursday. The song is about the singer's search for a lifetime love, but the woman he's interested in is just looking for a friend. Who hasn't been there, huh, Jim?
Not me.
Yeah. Well, from 1973, here is the song Thursday from the album I Got a Name.
Thank you. It started out just like a dream, and like a dream I knew that what we had would have to end. 'Cause I was looking for a lifetime lover, and you were looking for a friend,
someone to be there after all your nighttime lovers had gone. The way they came, someone who knew the way to help you play your daytime game. It's not the same.
Well, I started out pretending that I'd come to mean enough to you to make you want to change. Then I came to realize that there was just too much of you you have to rearrange.
And I couldn't bear to wait around for all your nighttime lovers to go the way they came. And it came to hurt too much for me to have to play your daytime games. No one's to blame.
I knew that what we had would have to end. 'Cause I was looking for a lifetime lover, and you were looking for a friend.
I was looking for a lifetime lover, and you were looking for a friend.
All right, Jim, we've reached the end of the work week. It's party time. Get us started with the Friday song.
You know, I noticed, Mark, that we're going in order Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But it always reminds me of Apollonia in Godfather 2
okay.
when she goes, you know, I could do the days of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Wednesday. But I'm glad we put it in order.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I had to put a Godfather reference
and
into
then,
our show.
Fortunately, she got blown up a little later.
Yeah, that, she had a bad day.
Yeah.
She had a bad day. Well, Mark, yeah, speaking of Friday, there's one song that really represents Friday better than any other, and it's in 1966, an Australian band by the name of the Easy Beats came up with a blue-collar song about letting loose at the end of the work week, Friday on My Mind. It was an instant hit in Australia as well as the U.S. and across Europe. In Australia, the song remained number one for 8 weeks and became an anthem for Australian rugby. Do you ever play rugby?
No, I'm too small.
Yeah, I'm too slow. In the U.S., many DJs use this song as their lead-in to their Friday programs. So here's a song that tells a story about working folks and why Monday through Thursday, what happened to me? I felt like Sylvester the Cat there, Thursday. Sucker and succotash. And why Monday through Thursday are such a drag. So here is Friday on My Mind by the Easy Beats.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my own man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. More than working for the rich man.
There's the Easy Beats doing their song Friday My Mind. Mark, I have a quick question for you. Who wrote it?
You're going to tell me.
I'm going to tell you. It was written by George Young, whose brothers, Angus and Malcolm, are in AC/DC. How about that?
I'm impressed, Jim.
That's impressed. Anyway, you've been listening to the part one of the classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all times.